Mike Canic 6 left. Let me see if I have it here. Yep, yeah, very fine. Yeah, very good. Yeah, so, with all the different linking systems and all, it's pretty powerful to bring things in, but, if there's got to be a few swim lanes, guidelines, if you will, just to kind of keep it sane. So, main rule of thumb is there's only speech audio over the networks that are connected, interconnects anyway. Like I said, my repeater, everything IDs and does a thermal thing, you know, for the local users, and even if you're coming in via All-Star, you get the courtesy tones and the repeater IDs and everything else if you're local. But you're only hearing it local, it's, none of that stuff's actually going across the link. So, anyway, that's a scoop. That explains it. And, it's a pretty easy fix oftentimes just to turn off the IDing for those ports, or to turn off the IDs so in other words, don't have the repeater system transmit the PL tone when it's IDing. There's normally controllers you can control that you can turn it off, so when the repeater IDs, it's not actually sending any PL, that way any link radios or anything picking up can have squelch enabled and never hear it, so one way to keep off. All right, sounds fine. I got to jump out of here. I'll listen for one more round. Why don't you grab it for Sam, W9SAM, KI6M.